I can have our young disciples come down. Good morning. All right. I've got a book to share with you all, so I'm going to get a little bit closer. Mary, will you look at my book with me? I'm going to look at the book. This one? That's all right. You need to look at it from a distance. I'll hold it so you can see the pictures. How about that? You too have it. This is a book called The Giving Tree. Yeah, it's a great book, isn't it? I really like it. And it's just a wonderful lesson for us, but it starts out saying, once there was a tree. You see the tree, Mary? You see the tree right there and the leaves? Uh-huh. And she loved a little boy. Right? See the leg coming in right there? Yeah. See that, Marla? And every day the boy would come. Right? So there goes the boy coming to the tree. And he would gather her leaves. Right? See him reaching high like that? See that, Nick? And make them into crowns and play king of the forest. Y'all ever done that? Yeah, I've done that with clover and my kids and knit the clover together like that. And he would climb up in her trunk. Whoa. Marla, where'd he go? You see his feet, his bare feet. Left his shoes on the ground. Right? And would swing from her branches. There he is right there. That's quite an adventure, right? And eat apples. That sounds good. That's a lot of apples. And they would play hide and go seek. Yeah. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And taking a nap. A belly full of apples. And the boy just loved the tree. Just loved the tree. And the tree was very happy. Right? You see that? Me, tree. It's cute. But time went by. See the boy getting a little bit older. And the boy grew older. Wow, look at his legs are really sticking out now, right? Oh, there's another set of legs. Oh, okay. And the tree was often alone. Then one day the boy came to the tree, and the tree said, "Come, boy, come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy. I'm too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I have only leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you will have money, and you will be happy." And so the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. That's a lot of apples. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And then one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy, and said, and she said, "Come, boy, quick, climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and be happy." "I'm too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife and I want children, and so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house. But you may cut off my branches and build a house. Then you will be happy." See that, Marley? Mm-hmm. And so the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house. Wow, there he goes, all the branches. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and when he came back, the tree was so happy she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered. "Come and play. I am too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?" Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy." And so the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really. And after a long time, the boy came back again, and, "I am sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone. My teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them." "I am too old to swing on branches," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. You cannot climb." "I am too tired to climb," said the boy. "I am tired. I am sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I am just an old stump. I am sorry." "I don't need very much now," said the boy, "just a quiet place to sit and rest. I am very tired." "Well," said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could, "well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest." And so the boy did. And the tree was happy. The end. The Giving Tree. Our lessons this morning talk about giving. Each of us has a gift inside of us. You have one, 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 I have one. Each of us has a gift inside of us. And that gift is something that we can give someone else. Can you name perhaps a gift that you have inside of you that you could give someone else? Gift of love,
friendship,
right? Listening to someone, caring for Mary in the way you do. Yeah. Each of us has that gift of being able to give. Even when we think we don't have anything to give at all, we have a gift that God has given us inside of each of us to share. So think about that this week as you move through perhaps school. We're gearing up for break, Thanksgiving, Christmas time. Yeah, that gift that we have, and that how you can be the giving tree. Will you pray with me? How do we do that, Marley? Put our hands together?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, for you gave us your Son, the ultimate gift. You gave first. You loved us first. And so ours is in turn to love you back, each and every day, and each and every way. This we pray in your Son's name. And everybody says, Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. It's good to see you all today.